All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move forward with this appeal process of 20-05A. Thank you for your patience tonight. And where we left off was the 5-minute speaking for each individual on the opposing party. Whoever would like to begin that, go ahead and come on up.
All right. My name is Jim Webb. My address is 1231 Skyview Drive, Branson, Missouri. I'm not an attorney, merely a resident of the neighborhood. And I'm approaching this purely from the process of codes. I have not had any experience in these matters other than the reading of the codes. It's my understanding that, as spoken at the beginning of this meeting, that the purpose of this, and I don't mean to fumble, the purpose of this meeting is to hear an appeal, hear and decide an appeal whether there's an error of law alleged by the applicant. In terms of reviewing the applicant's appeal description, we have filed also a rebuttal to that, and it's in writing, and I believe in your package. So I'd ask you to read that because I'm probably not going to get all the way through it. However, in looking at it since we filed that document, the only alleged error properly specified under the requirements of Article 5 of the codes and Missouri Revised Statute 64.870 is the first 6 paragraphs of argument number 1 of the appeal description. And the essence of it is that the area in which it seeks, it being the project or the applicant, seeks to place the project is residential, the area. We agree with that one. The proposed use of the project is also residential. I do not understand where that assertion comes from, because there is no, and this is the code section is 9.1.3, and I believe this is in a different place than 9.1.3 actually, but it states, but that's the code section they're using is 9.1.3, and it's item. I don't have it here about some other assertion, but the premise is that this special permit, special use permit for nightly rentals is in essence the proposed use for this project. That's not in question. Is also residential. There is no indication anywhere than I can find in the code. So I would ask you to ask them, not on my time, where they can come up with in this section, the proposed use of the project is also residential, because it's not that. It's what we've already stated. And there are other code sections, which we have in the rebuttal, that clearly indicates that that nightly rentals under a special use permit is potentially incompatible, and this is also within the compatibility area of concern of 1,000 feet. So we have property in our neighborhood which is directly adjacent to this property. Now the other thing is that I don't understand all of the other comments that have been made under the same reference that the applicant uses at the end of it, not at the end, but part of it states the final decision for land use compatibility will rest with the Planning Commission. Appeals may be made to the Board of Adjustment, assuming that the Board of Adjustment will address those appeals which have an error of law that is specified, and there is none here because the applicant has not proven, and the burden of proof is on them, that an error has been committed. If there has been no error and they can't establish one, then where's the wrong? All you can do is wrong the right. So there are other arguments that we have that are established so that if they can't justify the fact that there is their assertion that this is a residential use for the project, then they have no basis for the error of law that they've stated is an error. In fact, they've made the error. The other issue is that, and all of these have been heard, they make the additional comment that this, when compared to other projects that were approved during the past meeting, how can you use that comparison? I've looked at it, and there is no comparison to those, and it's in the package. Those, if you look at them, and that's the bulk of the file, there's no comparison between this project with five, now apparently six, nightly units, along with an occupancy of 60 or 72, if it's that many. That constitutes approximately 20% of the people in our entire neighborhood. So the issue is, you can't make a comparison about what occurs with any other project. This project, as far as I know, and the codes indicate that it can only be evaluated on its own merit, not based upon what you have done in something else or what the commission has done in some other project. There are just too many variables that can change the decisions made for those projects. So the next issue is that they cite relative codes relating to traffic and the talking about that, about the traffic on the road and the being over capacity and things like that. As far as we know, there was no discussion about traffic. It was about the dangers that were associated with the danger area between, that runs from here, runs all the way up to here, this very complex and dangerous intersection right here, and this part of ground here, and this danger here. Originally, they had the boat parking here. They're assuming that we're going to come down here, boat park this way on a 60-degree angle blind, and we have somebody that will talk to that issue. Now they're bringing it up here, and this traffic coming from this direction and this direction is on 265, very busy, and we're right now in a period of time where it's not that busy because we're in COVID and we are also in a slow period. Let's speed it up, okay? So anyway, this traffic comes through here unimpeded from this direction, and this works only if there's a free flow, and taking boats out of here, back parking them blind, is going to cause an obstruction here just at the wrong time.
Okay. All right.
Is that the only time I've... Is that the last I've got?
Yeah, that's five minutes. Right. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I need to clarify one thing. This is not a special use permit application. It's a Division 3.
That's what I was going to
make.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's not a special use, just to clarify.
Sorry, my mistake.
Thank you. Okay.
Chris, I'll take the rest of your notes. Somebody else wants to go. Go ahead. Okay.
My name is Jack Coe. I've lived at 1201 Skyview Drive for 29 years. I'm here to, first of all, I certainly applaud the